Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon partial solar eclipse that's occurring April 30th, 2022. Before we get into the reading, I do want to mention that this, of course, is a general reading. So if you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Okay, so there are so many prominent energies that I want to discuss with this incredibly powerful new moon partial eclipse. So get a tea or a coffee or a drink that you prefer and cozy up and let's unpack this together. Now, before I actually get into the forecast, I was really called to pull an animal spirit message. So we got camel spirit for this illumination, and it could not be more relevant. So I want to mention that because this is eclipse energy, we could be feeling the energies of this illumination for anywhere up to around 6 months. So this is going to be more of an unfolding, right? And so this is going to be like in it for the long haul type of thing. So it makes so much sense that we got camel energy. And so camel's message is, trust that you have the resources to get through the challenges before you. And so if we look at camel spirit, like camel energy, right? Camels themselves can go weeks at a time without water, even months if needed. The humps that are on their back are actually nourishment. They contain fat that allow for nourishment during times of famine. So really, when we're looking at this energy of the camel, right? Camels are equipped to make it through some of the most challenging, unrelentless terrain. And I'm not saying that this is going to be an illumination that brings forth just incredible, you know, insurmountable challenges and all of that. I'm not saying that at all. It's actually an incredibly beautiful illumination. But it is going to come with its own challenges and obstacles. And I think what's really important to take away from camel's message is to honor your limitations by asking for the help that you need to move beyond them. There's no shame in that, right? So pull from your resources, both internally and externally, to overcome any of the challenges that you end up facing on this journey forward, looking at the next 6 months or so, right, from this illumination. So don't lose sight of how capable you are either. You came here equipped with everything that you need to successfully complete this journey of life, including the ability to ask for what you need in order to thrive. So there's no shame in that. There's no need for guilt or remorse in asking for what you need if it's something that you feel you don't have within to be able to overcome these challenges. So I think that it's very telling that we've got camel spirit here, and we can call on camel whenever we need him throughout this journey of the next 6 months. As a reminder that we have everything that we need. And, you know, if there's a limitation that we face or something that we don't have, we have the capability of asking for it, right? We just need to like swallow the pride and step up to the plate and ask for what we need. Okay, so beautiful energies there with camel. All right, so let's go ahead and look at the numerology now for this illumination. All right, so with this being a new moon, we are being asked to initiate something, plant a new seed, explore a new relationship, and get serious about releasing what isn't working to make space for what can. So this is an eclipse cycle. So it is, again, the start of a new storyline that can take up to 6 months to really unfold and to bear its fruit. This is a solar eclipse, so the fiery energy of the sun is being eclipsed out, indicating that whatever this is will take time and effort and a whole lot of patience. So now it is a partial solar eclipse, so we are still going to feel the passion and the motivation pushing us forward, but it will take time to germinate and fully blossom, and how much growth there is will depend largely on how much we tend to this new dream and how much we nurture it, even when it seems we are making little progress, right? So it will unfold, and quite beautifully, if we nurture it, and if we don't give up on it. All of this is greatly reflected within the numerology of this illumination. The main aspects I want to cover here today are those of the 4, the 3, the 30, the 13, and the 40. So the 3 is going to bring the strong energy of creation. Remember, this is the start of a new storyline that you will be the active creator for. So this could relate to career and business, relationships, home life, resources, travel and exploration, you name it. There's something that wants to be birthed now through you that will change your experience in some way. And it can't come into this world without you. So of course, we can quite literally be speaking about getting pregnant or delivering an actual baby at this time. There's so much creation and creative energy flowing under this illumination that many of us will feel compelled to find ways, even against all odds, of bringing those big inspirations and ideas to life. I would say many people got a glimpse of whatever this is around April 1st when we had that very powerful new moon with so much one energy present. But it's also very, very possible that whatever this is for you will enter your awareness now. So pay attention. The 3 energy also highlights all forms of communication. So you may find that it's easier to get your ideas across now, your needs and your desires as well. This is a highly supportive time over the next 6 months to make the business pitch, to start a YouTube channel, a podcast, or new social media platforms. This is the perfect period to start writing your book, to hold workshops and speaking engagements, or simply to have those difficult conversations with others that perhaps you've been avoiding. Creative juices will be flowing, and you will be able to communicate those ideas and your vision in a very clear and concise way now. So take advantage of this energy. The energy of the 30, an influencing energy of the 3, brings the opportunity for romance, celebration, and emphasis on home life. This can be a great time for meeting someone new or taking a relationship to a new level now. Beautifying your home, buying or selling a home, having new members join your home, including pets, so you may get a new pet now, or simply holding more social events within your home. These are all very possible now, and they will make you feel so good and fulfilled. Under this magnificent energy of the 30, we can see our wildest hopes and dreams be fulfilled within this period, with dreams and visions becoming quite real and tangible now. The vibration of the 30 assists us in enhancing upon anything that we set forth to create. So this can be an incredibly fertile period. So I would say if you aren't interested in, let's say, getting pregnant or having children at this time, go ahead and take extra precautions. Okay, so now with the energy of the 4, and its influencing energies of the 13 and the 40, this is where we feel the slowdown and where we will face our greater sort of challenges and our roadblocks in this creation process. So the 4 energy often gets sort of villainized for being the joy kill energy, but really it's such a beautiful ally to have on any journey. The 4 being so prominent under this illumination is simply asking us to follow our inner guidance, our heart center, and our intuition while being very practical and methodical in our approach and our execution. So there's no rushing for energy. So you'd better pack your patience for this journey because you're going to need it. The 4 energy will test you and then test you again to make sure that what you are building is what you actually want to invest your time, your energy, and your resources into. If you easily give up, then there's your answer. This wasn't meant for you. Under 4 energy, what you dedicate yourself towards, you will see that persistence eventually pay off, and the reward will be in direct proportion to the energy put forth. Now, the energy of the 13 brings not only a big dose of idealism, but a bigger dose of transformation, change, and challenges that are needed in order to bring that idealism to life. This energy brings into focus the potential fertile soils that others only viewed as wasteland. So if you can see the potential in something now, this energy will assist you in transforming it and bringing it to life. Talk about an ally of creation. 13 energy is beautiful. It can be incredibly challenging, but it can be just as incredibly beautiful. Be ready under this energy for change and upheaval, but instead of fearing that change and upheaval, buckle up and go along for the ride and see where it takes you. You might be pretty surprised, right? And finally, the energy of the 40 ushers in the energy of planning, investments, new techniques being discovered, financial dealings. This is a very systematic energy that will really assist us in creating the solid foundation for whatever this tangible product of creation is. So this energy brings news of the birth of a child, the beginnings of a business enterprise, a new lifestyle, and so much more. So of course, there will be obstacles. This is life. But this energy highlights the solutions you'll need in order to overcome them and allows you to begin to see the obstacle, no matter how great, as a blessing rather than a curse. And also to understand, going back to camel energy, that we have everything that we need to be able to overcome the obstacles that are, you know, that we're faced with, including the ability to ask for the assistance that we need. So to say that this new moon solar eclipse is a powerful, potentially life-altering, dynamic event is an understatement. The change, transformation, and brilliant new creations that could transpire over the next 6 months have the potential to be awe-inspiring on many levels. So remember, ultimately, it comes down to how we choose to use the energy that makes the most difference. So as I always say, for your own experience, make sure you choose wisely. Now, if you would like assistance moving through these energies at any given time, I would love to provide a coaching with numerology session for you where we'll take a look at your current and your upcoming cycles, and I'll offer coaching and guidance on how to best work with and incorporate those energies based on your own personal numerology. We take a look at sort of how to practically work with those energies, right? So that you can incorporate them into your everyday life and overcome some of these obstacles that you may be facing. So it goes beyond just looking at your chart and what that means. It's again, taking it to the next level of, now how do you incorporate those energies? How do you work with them? How do you move through them? So if that's something that you're interested in, and there is no silly question. So if there's something that you're facing and you need, you know, some coaching or guidance on it and how it relates to your own personal numerology, then book some time with me. Let's take a look and let's get you moving on that. So you can, the information to book that time with me is in the description box below, as well as in the comment section. So I would love to be a resource for you on this journey. All right, everyone, I hope that it is a beautiful new moon solar eclipse for you all. And I'm sure it's going to be powerful. And like I said, it's a journey. You're going to see things unfold over the next 6 months. So be patient, take your time, and ask for the assistance that you need as you move on. Okay, take care, everyone. Bye for now.